Hello and welcome. I'm Alec Hogg. Well, you've read the headlines on biznews.com, watched the interviews on BizNews TV, and caught up on the BizNews briefing. So now let's talk about the latest developments and what they mean for your money. This is the Editor's Desk exclusive analysis for BizNews premium members. Today is Tuesday, the 25th of November, 2025. I should know it's Tuesday. We've got our big end of the month webinar coming up in, very soon. You should get this at least with about 25 minutes or so to come and join us. And I'm very glad to have you with me. Well, the big story of the moment is the release of interim results from Naspers/Prosus that we covered very well in an interview this morning with Stephen Hurwitz. He's with 361. And why I love talking to the guys from 361 is that they are long and shorts. So in other words, they look at a company from two angles. They don't look at it from the perspective of, well, you know, we can only buy this company and make money if it goes up. They look at it from the perspective of a skeptic and say, well, if it's overpriced, we can buy shorts or take out shorts on this company, sell shares we don't have, and make money when the price reevaluates to where it should be. And they tend to look at company, they look through the nonsense, through the bullshit, if you like, and through the narrative. And they get to the reality of it, looking at the figures, looking at the numbers. And so Naspers/Prosus, which makes up 17% of the JSE's top 40 index, it makes up 12% of the SWIX, which is kind of the benchmark that South African asset managers go for. And so either way you look at that, Prosus, it's just leave Naspers out of it because it's one and the same. But Prosus is a critically important company in the South African context. And why we don't pay more attention to it is beyond me. It's a little bit like, it's almost at least a third of the relevance to the JSE and to South African investors as the Magnificent Seven is to the S&P 500. So if you're in America, the attention is really focused on Magnificent Seven. You know all about those seven stocks. In South Africa, Prosus seems to be treated just as another stock, but actually it's like the leading member of the Magnificent Seven. If you want to go on the share of the top 40 index, it's actually worth as half as much to South Africans as the Magnificent Seven in total is worth to Americans. That's 35% there, it's 17% here. So it is in our portfolios, in our Ricardo portfolio and in our Shift portfolio. And so it is a stock that we've held for a while and have actually done very well in. If you look at the Shift portfolio, the return on investment there for members of the tribe has been 28%. And that's since it was purchased into that Shift portfolio in rands. It made even more, much more, when it was in US dollars previously. So it's done us proud. It's up 55% year to date in South African rand. So we've been part of that lovely ride. The discussion with Stephen was, is there a real turnaround now at Prosus? Because Prosus's story has been like this. 25 years ago, Koos Becker and the late Antoine Roux went around the world to look at promising internet companies in emerging market countries. And they bought up a hatful of them with the idea that we throw mud at a wall and some of it will stick. Well, the one that really stuck was Tencent. They paid about $30 million for a 50% stake. It's mind-blowing when you think of it today. And that has turned out to be, by any estimation, the best private equity investment of all time by anyone ever. The benefits that have accrued to Naspers as a result of this, have enabled the company to take, first of all, the dividends, and now they've been selling part of their Tencent shareholding to invest in their own assets, in their own e-commerce assets. But the problem was, investors around the world looked at this and they said, this management team is so bad that we are actually expecting that they are going to destroy value. So whereas if you were to have the value of the Tencent share alone, so that they did nothing, the company, the Naspers process share price would today be 35% higher. If they did nothing, if they took everything out of the company and halved it off on one side and said, all right, all we got now is 10 cent shares, we're going to give those shares to our shareholders, the share price would immediately go up 35%. What has happened, though, in the last 16 months is they've got a new CEO, and his name is Mr. Bloisi. He is a Brazilian. He is the guy who started the star performer in the process stable. It's called iFood. It is a food delivery company in Brazil. And he's young. He's full of enthusiasm and full of vigor. And in the 16 months that he has been running process, he's already given investors a lot of excitement. Now, Stephen Hurwitz reckons this guy is out of the top league. He says it's one of the best investments around. He's very happy to have his money invested in process now. And the results that came out yesterday, the interim results, appear to confirm that the turnaround of the non-Tencent assets is for real. And they've got two big things going on at the moment. The one obviously is Tencent, and Tencent's continuing to do very well. The other thing is a 5 billion euro investment in Just Eat Takeaway, a delivery, a food delivery company that is in Europe. Now, the theory is that if Bloisi knows anything, it is food delivery. So as a consequence, if he's prepared to take €5 billion and invest it into this company, which Naspers tried to buy, incidentally, a few years ago at a much, much higher price and eventually stepped away in a bidding war, If there's one thing that he knows, it's this area. The fundamentals are not looking so good. Just Eat Takeaway is priced a lot lower than it was when Naspers tried to buy it first time around. But Stephen's theory is that Bloisi is going to turn this to account, and that will be a bit of a turbocharge for the process share price. So even without a benefit there, process is a good one. With that turned around, if he brings home the bacon, well, it'll be a whole lot better as well. And I think that is part of the story that the market is missing. You will be able to get that full interview in what we call the director's cut tonight at 8 o'clock. It'll be up on the BizNews TV site. When it comes to investments, we're going to be having a conversation at noon today. Please join me where I'm going to make a couple of changes to the Ricardo portfolio, and you say, what the heck's going on here? You've only just launched it 2 months ago. Well, when circumstances change, so must your approach to things. And I think you're going to find that the changes that are made to that portfolio are very interesting indeed. If you're picking up on this podcast after the portfolio has been discussed, then do make a note that it's the last Tuesday of the month. It's part of your premium membership. You get to join me for an hour. I go through where the portfolio is. I then ask you, or rather answer any questions that you have. And we then also take that portfolio and go forward into what's happened, the main things that have happened to the stocks there. Now, we have three portfolios in essence within the BizNews stable. They're real money. It's real money. We've put BizNews reserves into it. The Shift portfolio, which is with Shift, our long-standing partners, Standard Bank, and the Shift portfolio has delivered a return in 4 years of 88.9% in US dollars as of today and 111% in South African rands. That's a good return over 4 years. And then we have the recently launched Ricardo portfolios, which are with Easy Equities, where we're investing 10,000 Rand a month and we'll invest another 10,000 today. And there we are going to be making the changes in the Ricardo Rand portfolio. In the Ricardo US dollar portfolio, we will be not making any changes there. But I'll explain all of that as we go forward. So, cool. All good. Right. That's just about all that I have for you today, excepting I'm going to give you a little bit of a sneaky insight into one of the changes that I'm making, and it is part of the business briefing tonight, and it's a company called HCI, which I really, really like. And if you just do your own maths on this one, what brought me to HCI was a trading update that came out late yesterday evening to say that they have made a profit of 4.55 billion Rand on investment in an oil company that they have purchased. And that oil company is now, they own just over, I think it's 51.5% of Impact Oil and Gas. It's one of many investments that they have. I started going through the portfolio to see whether the HCI market cap of 11.5 billion Rand at the current share price was justified. The oil and gas, Impact Oil and Gas, is worth, well, at least 4.5 billion because that's what they've revalued the profit of it on. So let's just ignore, well, let's say 5 billion. You can start there with 5 billion. Then they own 50% of Tsohosan. At the current share price of Tsohosan, where it's giving us a 9% dividend yield, so it's not exactly expensive, that's another 3.5 billion, so you're at 8.5. And then Southern Sun, of which 41% is owned by HCI, that's got a market cap of 12.5 billion, and that too is not expensive by any means. Add another 4.5 billion Rand to your bottom line there. And so before you start looking at any of the other investments, you've already got 13 billion accounted for, and they got a pile of other investments as well, and you've got a market cap of 11.5. So you see, maybe it's another NASPAS process. Maybe the market doesn't quite understand it. Maybe you have to look beyond it. I'm excited about what's going on in the tourism area in South Africa. The feedback we're getting is very, very strong. I'm also excited, very excited, say it softly, in the oil and gas sector. Mm-hmm. There's rumblings there, and this is your oil and gas play in South Africa. I know we've got Kinetico, which is listed in Australia, and we used to have that in the old WebTrader portfolio, and Kinetico has got gas operations in Mpumalanga, which are very appealing. The most recent analysis of their prospecting came back very, very positively. So you got that one. You've also got Renogen, which is part of ASP Isotopes. Now, that's also got its fans, but the big daddy of the plays on oil and gas on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange is HCI. And that, to me, is the place to put your money. Okay, so that's the whisper. I'll give more details at the webinar today, but I'm going to leave it there for today. Please keep your eye out on the premium newsletter for links to our freshest published content. And don't miss today's webinar. It's going to be great fun. Thanks for trusting us with your time. I'm Alec Hogg. Until tomorrow, cheerio.